Phonics Booster Books, number 31. A squeak, a squeal, and a screech. Jake, Sam, and Liz crowded around a campfire with their father. The flames of the fire glowed in the black night. A chilly wind howled through the woods. The children squeezed close together. This was their first camping trip, and they were scared. "Dad," Jake said, "did you camp out when you were young?"
"You bet,"
his dad said. "My mother, my father, my brother Tom, and I all camped out."
"Where did you go?" Liz asked.
"Right here,"
said Dad. "We pitched our tents in these very woods, and I could tell you some stories."
"Tell us," the three children asked.
"Well," Dad began. "The first time I camped out, I was about 6 years old."
"Just like me," Liz said.
It was this time of year, too," Dad went on. "In fact, it was this kind of night. The wind was strong. The air was chilly."
"Brr," Sam said.
Dad picked up some sticks. He split them into two and tossed them on the fire. The flames leaped up. My mom and dad were in one tent. I was in the pup tent with my little brother, Tom. Dad said Tom had done a lot of camping before. This was my first time. We all went to bed after the fire went out. There was a window in our tent. I could see the moon through it. It was a big, full moon. Suddenly, a thick cloud passed over the moon. The tent went dark. I could not even see Tom beside me.
"Scary," said Jake. He reached for Liz's hand.
Dad went on. I heard a squeak, a long, loud squeak. It sounded like squeak.
Squeak! There it was again. This time, Tom heard it too,
Dad said. It sounded like it was right by our tent. We dove into our sleeping bags.
"Yikes," Sam yelled.
"I just heard a squeak too."
"So did I," said Liz.
"Me too," said Jake.
They all looked behind them. The deep, dark woods were all around. Dad stopped his story.
"Oh, don't mind that," said Dad. "It's only the trees squeaking in the wind."
Jake, Liz, and Sam looked at each other. They squeezed even closer together.
"So then what happened?" asked Liz.
"Tom and I waited for another squeak," Dad said. "We never heard one. I must have drifted off to sleep."
"That's it? That's all there is to the story?" asked Sam.
"Oh no," Dad said. "The next day, we all went for a hike. It was a great day. The sun was out, it wasn't too hot, and there was a nice breeze. We hiked in a line. Mom went first. Dad came next. Tom was in front of me. I was at the tail end. We came to a stream," Dad went on. "My father, my mother, and Tom all jumped right over it, but I was too young. I ran, took a big leap, and landed right in the stream. Splash!"
"Did you get very wet?" Liz asked.
"You bet," Dad said. "My shoes were soaked. When I walked, they went squish, squish, squish.
I wanted to catch up with the others, so I began to run. I tripped and fell over a tree trunk. I sat on a rock and rubbed my scraped leg. The others were out of sight. The woods looked very creepy. Suddenly, I heard a squeal. It sounded like this.
Squeal!
Uh-oh," said Jake. He grabbed Sam's hand.
"I screamed and ran for my life," Dad said. "But I got stuck and had to stop.
Then I heard it again. It was right near me.
Squeal!
"What was that?" Sam gasped. Dad looked up. "Why, that's only a squirrel. You just heard the squeal of a squirrel." Jake, Liz, and Sam looked at each other. They squeezed tightly together.
How did you get away?" Liz asked.
"I ran so fast that the squeal couldn't catch me," Dad said.
"And that's the end of the story?" Sam asked.
"Not quite," Dad said. "That night, I was in the tent with Tom again. I just wanted to go to sleep. I wanted to forget all about the squeal and the squeak. The squeak and the squeal.
Tom said it was my night to check the fire," Dad went on. "I did not want to leave the tent. I told Tom I would give him all the money in my piggy bank if he would go."
"What did Tom say?" Jake asked.
"He called me a chicken."
"Well, I was a chicken, but I went out anyway."
"So you were brave?" Liz said.
"Not for long," Dad said. "I tiptoed to the fire. It was out. I went back to the tent. Then I heard it. A big, loud screech. I just about jumped out of my skin."
Jake, Liz, and Sam all jumped up too.
"I raced back to the tent," Dad said. "I heard the screech again. It was right over my head. It sounded like screech.
I wanted to scream," Dad said, "but my mouth clamped shut. I couldn't make a sound. Screech!
Oh, no," Jake said, looking up into the trees.
"What was that?"
The three children froze. They had all heard the screech.
"That," said Dad, "that was an owl.
You just heard the screech of an owl on the prowl."
Jake, Liz, and Sam looked at each other. They squeezed together so tightly they were nearly on each other's laps.
Dad yawned.
"Well, I think it's time for bed," he said.
"No,"
the children all shouted.
"What about the squeak? What about the squeal? What about the screech?" they asked.
"Think about it," Dad said.
The scared children looked at each other. Dad began to smile.
"If you hear a squeak tonight, what is it?" he asked.
"I get it," said Jake.
"It's the trees and the wind," Jake said.
"If you hear a squeal tonight, what is it?" Dad asked.
"A squirrel," Liz said.
"If you hear a screech, what is it?"
"An owl," Sam yelled.
"End of story," said Dad.
"Good night."